Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 94 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Keneally Roberts.
I would like to tell you that we have made an official offer and it has been accepted. And we do have a new president, CEO.
The Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce will soon be under new leadership.
Moorhead's mayor will now serve on the Kentucky League of Cities Board of Directors.
Author James Riley will be at Coffee Tree Books today.
A Kentucky State Police initiative is targeting aggressive drivers to reduce crashes.
Health officials in Perry County have already seen several cases of the flu.
In sports, Round County's volleyball team hosts Montgomery County tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 53. We'll have a look at your region's extended forecast after this news.
The Moorhead Rowan County Chamber of Commerce will soon be under new leadership. Tracy Williams resigned as executive director earlier this year. Since then, there has been some reconfiguring in the chamber, with her replacement taking on the title of sitting president and CEO. Kenna Allen Gaucher made the announcement during today's chamber lunch.
I would like to tell you that we have made an official offer and it has been accepted. And we do have a new president, CEO, that will be joining us very shortly. And we are fortunate enough to have him here with us today. Mr. Jason Sloan is going to be taking over. If he could stand up and turn around and give a wave.
Sloan has been serving as the executive operations manager for the Rowan County Fiscal Court. He'll be stepping into his new role with the chamber later this month.
The mayor of Moorhead will now serve on the Kentucky League of Cities Board of Directors. Laura White Brown was appointed to the 65-member board last week. She expects the city to see opportunities arise from the statewide leadership position.
A lot of good networking opportunities there. It also kind of puts Moorhead on the map and gives Moorhead a voice in Frankfort. There's a lot of items on the agenda this coming year to talk about tax rates, restaurant tax dollars, tourism commissions, pensions that affect city employees, specifically in relation to police and fire employees. So things that are really impacting us every day will be on their agenda this year.
The Kentucky League of Cities is an association with more than 370 municipal members. They provide services which include advocacy, training, legal services, insurance, and finance programs.
The last seasonal First Friday Market of 2019 is tomorrow in downtown Moorhead. The market is a community event celebrating the idea of coming together and shopping local. Since it first started, the market has run from April to October annually. There will be live music, food trucks, arts and crafts, fresh produce, and activities for children to enjoy. Ash Gillum is the director of the Rowan County Arts Center. She says the different vendors will be on hand.
So, speaking of food trucks, we will have Nothing But Time barbecue and the drive-in, and then the brewery is going to have Rise and Roll. So we'll have three different options, and music-wise, we'll have the new Beckham County Ramblers. They've been a First Friday participant before, and they always have good music, and I'm hoping that the weather is great, that people will want to stick around and listen like they did last time.
The market is set to be tomorrow evening, October 5th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Main Street.
Moorhead State University's Star Theater will host an event for International Observe the Moon Night on Saturday. International Observe the Moon Night serves as a worldwide celebration of lunar science and exploration and of individual and cultural connections to the moon. Star Theater director Chanel Varani says this year's event is significantly important.
It's the 50th anniversary of one of our greatest achievements, landing on the moon. So we're going to have a series of talks starting at 7. Of course, one of the more popular ones is, did we really go to the moon? It's unfortunate that there's still a subset of the American population that think the moon landings were a hoax. And so there's actually a very easy way to debunk it, so we'll do that.
The event begins at 7 p.m. and will include telescope observations, laser-guided tours of the night sky, hands-on science activities for kids, and food provided by MSU's Geology Club. The event is free and open to the public.
Author James Riley will be at Coffee Tree Books this evening. Riley is the author of Broken Frequencies, which confronts the disconnect between the present and the past in personal lives. Nona Camuel with the Coffee Tree Books says anyone is welcome to attend.
You know, if you're in a larger city, a lot of times you'll have to get tickets to come to a signing. That doesn't happen here. Anybody is welcome. A lot of times you can sit down and have a cup of coffee with the author afterwards and really have a nice deep conversation with them.
Riley is the recipient of a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship, two Al Smith Fellowships from the Kentucky Arts Council, and an Individual Artist Fellowship from the Ohio Arts Council. He's currently an English program coordinator and professor at the University of Pikeville. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by the hour or per game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457. Kentucky's House Minority Leader is hoping to see more voters turn out this November than in the May primary. Rocky Adkins lost his bid for the Democratic nomination for governor back in May and has since been supporting Andy Beshear. Adkins says it's a shame that more people aren't involved in the political process.
Overall, 19% of the people came out and voted in the primary for governor on May 21st of this year. 81% of the people stayed home. And look, that is not the kind of participation we need. I mean, you know, there's been lives lost on the battlefield to give us the opportunity and the freedom to vote, to elect our public servants to office at the city, county, state, national level.
Election Day is set for November 5th. The deadline to register to vote in that election is coming Monday, October 7th.
Nominees for State Agricultural Commissioner weighed in on the medical marijuana debate on KET Monday night. Incumbent Republican Ryan Quarles said it's up to the General Assembly to act, and right now hemp is taking up a lot of the bandwidth in his department. The Democrat Robert Conway said he sees no reason Kentucky should move ahead with legalization.
It's not a political issue. It's a moral issue. From day one, I started running for office. I am for medical marijuana. Why would you not want to do something that would make someone's life a little bit better, a little less painful, a little more tolerable?
Medical marijuana bills have struggled to gain a foothold in the Republican-dominated legislature, though one measure did make it out of committee last year.
Senator Rand Paul says he doesn't believe President Donald Trump said anything illegal in the call with the Ukrainian president that would call for impeachment. WUKY's Josh James has more.
Speaking with WPSD-TV, Paul said he understands the need for protection for whistleblowers, but he argued the matter before the Democratic-led House is a unique case.
So I think there are reasons to have whistleblower statutes and have an anonymity, but if you're accusing somebody of something where the ramifications are impeachment, I think really that person ought to come forward.
At a stop in Maysville, the senator went on to question whether the declassification of call notes related to Trump's July 25th call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky sets a troubling precedent for presidential communications. He also told the station he believes Trump did not break the law. Polling has shown an uptick in support for impeachment since the inquiry was announced. Election analysis site 538 shows just under 80% of Democrats, nearly 42% of independents, and just over 12% of Republicans now favor impeachment. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
Health officials have already seen several cases of the flu in Perry County. Although cases are present now, between October and January is where the virus peaks in severity. 154 cases of the flu have been reported in Kentucky already. Brandy Scroggins is a nurse practitioner. She tells WYMT residents should wait to get the vaccine.
When we give a shot early on, then the peak of our medication that we're getting when we get the shot, it wears off.
Scroggins says those likely exposed to infection, getting the vaccine is now a good idea, but those who are generally healthy should wait.
A Kentucky State Police Enforcement Initiative is targeting aggressive drivers in hopes of cutting down on crashes. WMKY's Sarah Mead has more.
Kentucky State Police are participating in an enforcement campaign called TACT, which stands for Ticketing Aggressive Cars and Trucks. Troopers will be looking for violations from both passenger cars and commercial vehicles. According to WIMT, troopers will be observing drivers for things like speeding, following too closely, not leaving enough space to pass, and failure to yield the right-of-way. Some of the areas they will be targeting include Henderson, Hardin, Kenton, Laurel, and Floyd counties. The enforcement will last for the next 2 weeks. For WMKY News, I'm Sarah Mead.
A federal grand jury in West Virginia has indicted three people from Kentucky in an alleged scheme to defraud a major car company of more than $4 million. Federal prosecutors say 44-year-old James Penson, 56-year-old Gary Kahn, and 53-year-old Tammy Newsom are each charged with 10 counts of fraud and identity theft. According to the indictment, the trio organized and participated in a scheme to misuse a car company's warranty extension program. The program offered to repurchase certain trucks for 150% of their value, so long as those trucks were owned by individual customers rather than the dealership. Participants in the scheme bought the trucks at wholesale prices through auction at Penson's car dealership, Big Blue Motor Sales, that's in Louisa, Kentucky. Allegedly, they obtained hundreds of copies of Kentucky and West Virginia driver's licenses and fraudulently titled the trucks in the names of those residents and were able to get the car company to repurchase the trucks at 150% of the value. According to the United States Attorney Mike Stewart's office, the trio ran 350 trucks through the scheme between 2013 and 15, causing approximately $4.3 million in losses to the car company. Newsom is also charged with aggravated identity theft. If convicted, the defendants face up to 30 years in prison.
On Wednesday, a cement truck accident in Lewis County left the driver dead. According to the Lewis County Sheriff, 52-year-old Robbie Wolf was operating the vehicle when its right wheels dropped off the edge of the blacktop, causing it to overturn and catch fire. Deputies say Wolf overcorrected and the truck traveled back across the roadway and off the left side before striking an embankment. The roadway was closed at the scene of the crash throughout the afternoon to allow for accident reconstruction. Bivens continues to be on top of the investigation. He was assisted at the scene by Kentucky State Police, Lewis County Emergency Management, Kentucky Department of Transportation, Black Oak Fire and Rescue, Camp Dix Fire and Rescue, Route 377 Fire and Rescue, Portsmouth Ambulance, and Crawford Towing.
A Richmond man faces new charges stemming from a fatal crash that happened a year ago in Lexington. The Fayette County Grand Jury returned an indictment this week against 34-year-old Samuel Turner on charges of manslaughter, fetal homicide, wanton endangerment, possession of a controlled substance, and driving under the influence of drugs. The crash happened on October 11th of 2018. Turner was driving on a Winchester Road. The car struck another vehicle head-on. 29-year-old Kayla McCoy was Turner's passenger and was killed due to injuries in the crash. According to LAX 18, McCoy was pregnant at the time. On the day of the collision, police charged Turner with operating a vehicle on a suspended license and possession of drug paraphernalia. Warrants are active for Turner's arrest, and officers are currently working to locate him. Anyone with information about his whereabouts is asked to contact the Lexington Police Department.
And now taking a look at your region's weather. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 53. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 76. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. Saturday, sunny with a high near 82. Saturday night, a 10% chance of showers after 4 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunday, a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a high near 74. Sunday night, 80% chance of showers, with a low around 53. And now taking a look at some of the current temperatures in the WMKY listening area. It's currently 94 degrees in Lexington, Winchester, Mount Sterling, and Grayson, and it's currently 95 degrees in Ashland and Inez, and it's 94 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive is currently ongoing. Our goal is $17,500 to replace our aging master control audio board. The current board's been in service for almost two decades now, and we really need to replace it before it's a necessity for us to replace it. The board does work, but it has some barriers because of issues with technology, and we're hoping to get a brand new one to help our students learn on the most state-of-the-art equipment that is available. But we can't do it without your help. You can make it possible by giving us a call right now to make your pledge of support at 606-783-2001, or you can use our secure pledge form on our website at wmky.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your support of Morehead State Public Radio. We do have a couple of quick thank yous to pass along. Carol Funk from Shelbyville wanted to make a donation in memory of Larry Netherton. The matching challenge by his daughter Ashley this morning was placed. And thank you so much, Carol, for taking the time to make that pledge. We have met that goal. In fact, we have now met another challenge set by an anonymous donor for $2,500 today, which brings the grand total with all of our people who have donated today, plus the challenge, matching challenge grants, to $7,000 for today. Guys, we thank you so much for taking the time to make your donations and helping us reach our goals. We're still not to our final goal of $17,500, but we are well on our way, and we appreciate the time that you've taken to do that. We also want to pass along a thank you to Travis Lockhart, Dr. Lockhart, here in Morehead, Kentucky. He is a retired theater teacher here in our region. He was one of my professors when I was in college and undergraduate. He likes classical music and the news-oriented programs. I'm going to tell a story on Dr. Lockhart because I don't think he would mind that much, but when I was a freshman in college, he gave me a chance. He was the director for a show, and I was the only freshman who was cast in the show, and I thought that that was just the biggest deal ever. It was called Hotel Paradiso, and it was a farce, and it was a lot of fun and very exciting, but he gave me a chance, and by him giving this pledge today, he's letting me do that exact same thing with our freshman students here at WMKY. We had a group come in this afternoon from Lafayette High School and another individual from Flemingsburg High School who are interested in the Convergent Media program, and I'm going to have the opportunity to help those students get a start and to be freshmen who have work studies on campus. And I'm excited that I get that opportunity, and Dr. Lockhart, you're one of the reasons that I enjoy it so much. So thank you so much personally, and to all of our listeners, thank you so much for our support. It's currently 94 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University, and it's 4:48. We're going to have a look at sports with Shamari Mosley right after this timeout.
Support for MSPR comes from Papa John's Pizza in the Patrick Center, Morehead. Papa John's made-to-order specialty pizzas include the meats, the works, Tuscan 6 cheese, and many more. Side items include garlic parmesan breadsticks, cheese sticks, chicken wings, and poppers. Desserts include chocolate chip cookie and double chocolate chip brownie. For pickup and delivery in Morehead and Brown County, Papa John's can be reached at 784-3551 and online at papajohns.com.
Vikings volleyball is back in action tonight against Montgomery County with a home court advantage. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley. The Round County High School volleyball team is back in action this evening. The Vikings are most recently coming off of a loss to Russell, falling 3-1 in that outing. Still, head coach Steve Walter says the team didn't get too down about it as they get closer to the postseason.
We were very positive after the match. I mean, you know, nothing to hang your head about, you know, that sort of thing. I think the girls, you know, they're disappointed that they lost, but they know there's a bigger prize at the end of the road. And then we focus on that more so than we do like in season stuff. So I think, you know, they were as okay as anybody can be when you get beat.
Tonight's match for the Vikings will be at home against Montgomery County. First serve will be at 7:30. Taking a look at other regional volleyball action tonight, Morgan County travels to Johnson Central for a 6:30 matchup. Then Braceland travels to Fairview and Fleming County host Bath. Both those games are set to begin at 7 p.m. Regular season action winds up tonight in the 16th region for soccer. Fleming hosts Greenup County for a doubleheader. The girls face off at 6, and the boys meet at 8. Ashland Blazers boys host Martin County at 6:30. Bath travels to Boyd for a 6:30 matchup, and the Morgan County girls host Estill County at 6 p.m. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. Winners of 5 straight, Morehead State Volleyball is getting valuable play from some of its youngest athletes. Freshman setter Bridget Bessler has been the OVC Newcomer of the Week for the past 2 weeks running. Head coach Jamie Gordon talks about her development within the framework of the team's overall chemistry.
You know, a lot of that is coming from just a setting unit. Her and Chandler Clark are both tremendously talented, and the way that they help each other out in competition and in practice as well, I think has allowed both of them to grow. And, you know, Bridget's the one who's kind of got the call right now and the nod to run the offense, and she's really stepping up to the challenge and showing a lot of composure out there as a young player.
MSU is back in action this weekend. The Eagles head on the road to Cookeville for a Saturday contest with Tennessee Tech before heading to Alabama to take on Jacksonville State on Sunday. This week's Thursday night football features a matchup between the Seattle Seahawks and LA Rams. Both teams are entering the contest with a 3-1 record. The Rams managed to pull off a 2-point victory over Seattle last year. Head coach Sean McVay tells TheRams.com this year's game comes earlier in the season and there's a lot to factor in.
You know, what you realize is this league is so challenging, so humbling, and really it's a great opportunity for us to continue to figure out, all right, let's, number one, identify what do our players do best, what are those things, and then how can we still stay consistent with having an identity and then being able to do some things that we feel like are conducive for success.
Kickoff this evening is set for 8:20 in Seattle. The first day of October saw a high record of 98 degrees on Wednesday. Many coaches began making changes to avoid the dangers of the heat. Fayette County Public Schools pushed back start times to multiple middle school football games by 30 minutes to let the weather cool down. Chris Calliwatt from Georgetown Football Club tells WKYT they enacted guidelines for all players to cap afternoon practices to 1 hour with multiple water breaks in between.
Kids, especially the very younger age groups, can suffer from, you know, headaches, heat cramps, you know, and go even further than that, heat exhaustion. We kind of have some set guidelines of what we follow in terms of temperature, precipitation, things like that, just in terms of safety conditions.
With cooler temperatures forecasted in coming days, Calliwatt says he's ready for soccer to move into being a true fall sport. Final touches are being made on the grounds of Keeneland in preparation for the first day of fall racing. Here's KNN's Karen Czar.
Windows have been washed, hedges have been trimmed, new staff members have been trained, and the horses are ready to run tomorrow at Keeneland. Spokeswoman Amy Gregory.
Our landscaping crews are making the final tweaks to all of the grounds, especially the walking ring saddling paddock. We have the return of the saddling paddock chalet this fall, which if you were here for Breeders' Cup in 2015, you might remember that great dining room that ran the length of the saddling paddock.
It was a huge hit.
It was, and we've now extended it to have a full wraparound balcony. So the public is welcome to buy tickets and have lunch and spend the day in the saddling paddock chalet. You can go on Keeneland.com. You can walk out on the balcony and watch the horses being saddled. And one of my favorite things, people watch the people in the paddock. And so We're just sort of making the final tweaks to the grounds, but our staff and the racetrack is ready.
Keeneland's fall racing meet runs from Friday, October 4th until Saturday, October 26th, Wednesdays through Sundays. Gates open at 11 a.m. and the first post time is 1:05. Reporting from Lexington, I'm Karen Czar.
And that's all we have for sports tonight. For WMKY Sports, I'm Shamari Mosley.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Soccer hosts Murray State tomorrow night at 6 p.m., and football welcomes Davidson on Saturday for Community Appreciation Day. Kickoff is set for 1 p.m. Tickets and more information from the Eagle Athletic Office at 783-2089 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose today, recovering some of the losses from a steep two-day sell-off amid increasing expectations that the Federal Reserve will cut rates later this month. And the Dow Industrials had a gain of 124.66, finishing at 26,202.60. The S&P 500 was up 23.25 at 2910.86, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 87.02 at 7872.27. Tech stocks led the way higher as Facebook was up almost 3%, and fellow FANG stocks such as Alphabet, which is the parent to Google, and Amazon both were up around 1%, and Apple was up almost 1/10 or almost 1% as well. Despite today's gains, the major averages are headed for their third straight weekly loss. The S&P 500 is down 1.7% week to date, while the Dow has lost 2.3%, and the NASDAQ is down almost 1%. And, of course, that could change tomorrow, depending on how the U.S. government monthly jobs report shakes out. And the decline today, or I should say yesterday's decline, actually pushed the S&P below key 50-day and 100-day moving averages. Market analysts expect the market will find support ultimately around the 200-day moving average as it approaches that level. And the weakness in U.S. manufacturing earlier this week, of course, raised concern over the U.S.-China trade war's impact on the economy. And the conflict, of course, started last year. Since then, China and the U.S. have slapped tariffs on billions of dollars worth of their products. And, of course, next week, delegations from Washington and Beijing will meet in a much-anticipated meeting. The major indices actually hit the low point today after another economic reading showed an economic slowdown. ISM's reading on the U.S. services sector fell last month to its lowest level since August 2016, and at one point earlier today, the Dow was down as much as 335 points. The major indices, of course, were helped out by expectations later today of a rate cut by the Fed when it does meet later this month. And expectations now for an October rate cut by the Fed have jumped to 93.5%, according to the CME Group. In the commodities markets, oil is down 0.7% at $52.25 a barrel. Gold was up 0.25% at $1,512 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks were quiet, with the Stock 600 index down less than 0.1%. And in Asia, stocks had a rough day, with the Nikkei down 2% and the Shanghai Composite down almost 1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Lowe's up a penny at 106.36, Community Trust Bank down 6 cents at 41.81, CSX up 69 cents at 66.96, Marathon Petroleum up 85 cents at 60.05, and Yum Brands was up 98 cents to finish at 113.65. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one- and two-numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
WMKY's fall fundraiser and membership drive is ongoing. Our goal is $17,500 to replace our aging master control audio board. current board's almost 20 years old, and it's time to replace it so we can match technology that's available today and give our students the opportunity to train on state-of-the-art equipment that will prepare them for their future endeavors. Give us a call right now, 606-783-2001 is the number, or you can go online to our Secure Pledge form to make your pledge of support at www.